This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. It's Tina Camilla, Sharmila Ganesan and Sumitra Selvaraj with you today. Earlier, we discussed the lovers of Moderna who turned out to be two males. Now on to our next story, which ties in with our Twitter poll.
So we are asking you on Twitter, Justin Trudeau has apologized for wearing brown face at a costume party in 2001. Should public figures continue to be held accountable for mistakes that they made in the past and have apologized for? 35% of you say it's not a big deal. While 32% each, it's tied, have said yes, they should be held responsible for past mistakes, while another 32% said no, we should forgive them. So you can continue to take that poll at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-77-32-900.
So in case you haven't heard yet, here is the background to the story. Justin Trudeau, Canada's Prime Minister, wore brown face to a party at the private school where he was teaching in the spring of 2001, and photographic evidence was obtained by Time magazine. Can I just say at this point in time, if you have committed a misstep in your past and it's Time magazine that's going to break the story, you're in big trouble. Okay. So just as a quick definition, brown face is when somebody applies makeup to their skin so that they look like a brown skinned character. Now, this could include South Asians, some Southeast Asians, people from West Asia or the Middle East, even those from North Africa. It's not a technical classification. Mm-hmm. Brown face is the physical mimicking of people who identify as brown with a capital B.
Mm. So in this case, the picture was taken at an Arabian Nights themed gala, and it shows Justin Trudeau, who was then 29 years old, and as you know, he's the son of the late former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Justin was wearing a turban and robes with his face, neck and hands completely darkened. He was meant to be the genie from Aladdin. And we're not going to talk about which genie because, you know, why isn't he blue, blah, blah, blah. Essentially, he's playing a quote-unquote Middle Eastern character.
Right,
yeah. Right. So brown face, Arabian Nights theme. There's just so much to unpack there, right? But we're not going to get there. We're going to focus on the mistake Trudeau made and what moving forward from it looks like.
Okay. So to have that conversation, joining us on the line today is psychologist Dr. Karim Batash. Karim, the Canadian Prime Minister has apologised for his gaffe, but it looks like his apology might have opened a new can of worms. Why has saying sorry landed him in further trouble?
So in the case of Justin Trudeau, even though he admitted that he was wrong, often people will not admit that they are wrong about something, because once they admit that they were wrong, they have to, in a way, admit that they have conflicting beliefs, all right? That there is something in themselves that conflicts with their own beliefs. If you admit, as somebody who portrays himself as, I'm not a racist, I believe in equality of people, Justin Trudeau even calls himself a feminist, and then people find out that you paint yourself brown. Now, this morning I saw a new piece in the news that said that Justin Trudeau also jokingly painted himself black to portray Africans in a funny way. So then you actually have to admit, yes, I did something racist, and that means that you did something that goes against your deep moral values. Okay, and in psychology, we call that situation cognitive dissonance. Then there is a dissonance between what you do or what you say you believe in and what you do. Okay, so you say that you have values against discrimination, for equality, but you behave in a racist way. Then we are conflicting in ourselves, and people find that very uncomfortable. When we conflict our behavior with our beliefs, that we call that cognitive dissonance. And when that happens, people start to deny. No, I was not racist. It was just funny to just seem as somebody who is consistent, okay? who doesn't have conflicting beliefs or conflicting behavior. But what is more important in this case, I want to say, is that it shows something that is still a very big problem in our world. And that is that racism, even though people say we're not racist, we're not sexist, is still deeply embedded in our cultures. Justin Trudeau has now, there have now been I think three times he has been caught painting himself black, painting himself brown, mocking people of a different skin color. And that is a big, big problem in the West, but also in Malaysia, I must say. And that is a remnant from colonial times that we really need to start thinking about and discussing. It is unacceptable that 9% of the world, okay, Europeans, I come from the Netherlands, Europe, but people in Canada and in North America, we can't call them ethnic Europeans, but are 9% of the world, okay? White people contain around 9% of the world. That means that 91% of the world is non-white. Yet, we are still living in a world where 9% of the world can mock the skin color of other people, and the rest of the world just has to accept this, has to undergo this kind of behavior. If you think about it, it's ridiculous that 91% of the world has to feel bad about their own skin color because somehow it has been socially constructed that there is something wrong with the natural skin color of people around the world except for one group of people, and that's the Europeans. This is a remnant from colonial times. This is also the reason why you see across the world, Africa, Asia, South America, people using bleach on their skin, people painting their natural skin color away with whitening foundation and lightening foundation. Why do people do that? It's the natural skin you're born with. It's pure nature. Yet all people try to hide their natural skin color. This is a serious problem that needs discussion. Also in Malaysia, I have seen so many people in Malaysia that are hiding their natural skin color under a layer of foundation. Why? Because we're living in cultures where there's somehow this very strange idea that your natural skin color, if it's not light enough, is not good enough. In social psychology, this is becoming an increasing important issue because it seems that cultures all over the world are still colonized with this idea that their natural skin color is not good enough. And what Justin Trudeau showed us today was that somebody can have a nice face, handsome face, good words, but it says nothing, because if your deeds still show that there is an inherent tendency to discriminate, you can have all the good words in the world, you can have this such a handsome face, but in the end it means nothing.
So Karim, what does taking responsibility for your actions do for your own personal growth?
So that's actually a good question. Does admitting your mistakes lead to personal growth? Well, in fact, it's not so much as admitting your mistakes to other people than admitting it to yourself. So if you do not admit your own mistakes, if you do not realize you made a mistake and admit it to yourself, there's indeed no room for personal growth. And why do I say this? Well, it's very interesting. If you look at, for example, narcissism, okay? So that's this psychological pathology, or we could say a personality disorder, called narcissism. Narcissistic people, one of the main features of narcissistic people is that they often do not, but also cannot, admit their own mistakes. Think about Donald Trump, for example, who is pretty high on narcissism, most likely. He is somebody, even for the most futile issues, who does not admit his mistakes. And what happens if you don't admit your mistakes to yourself is that you never change. And somebody who cannot admit his mistakes or her mistakes and never changes is somebody who is almost impossible to deal with for other people. So you will often see that a lot of people leave them, don't want to stick around with them, or they get chased away by them. See, like Donald Trump, he fires everyone. It's very hard to deal with. Okay, so the moment you never intend to change due to your mistakes, indeed, you are missing a very crucial thing in life, and that is personal growth towards somebody that deals better with life, but is also more, more easy to deal with for other people. So yes, to answer your question, admitting your own mistakes, especially to yourself, is very important for personal growth.
So should people be held accountable for mistakes even if they did not know that they were committing a mistake?
To answer your question very simply, yes. People should always be held accountable for their mistakes. Two reasons. One, if there is an intention behind it, if there is a malignant intention behind that, indeed, people need to be held accountable because they have bad intentions. You're intending, for example, to hurt someone, so you should be accountable. But let's say you do not have bad intentions. Let's say you did not mean to hurt someone. Should you be held accountable? Of course. Of course. Let's say you are someone, let's say in the case of Justin Trudeau, let's say that you are someone who mocks black people by painting yourself black and act funny because you think that it's funny to portray people from Africa this way, and you don't think there's anything wrong with it, but you seem to literally hurt other people who feel personally attacked, who feel mocked for no reason. Should I then say, okay, that person didn't mean it, so he or she should not be held accountable? Of course not. Of course you should be held accountable, because then next time you understand, wait a minute, even though I didn't mean this, I'm still hurting people, so I need to learn from this. So yes, if people make mistakes, in particular if they hurt other people, regardless of intention, they should always be held accountable. The difference is, if there is a bad intention behind it, the accountability gets an extra loading, because somebody is then personally responsible for the intentions behind it. If you don't have bad intentions, okay, you still hold the person accountable by just explaining why that person's behavior is wrong. If the person still keeps going on with it, then the person has a bad intention, okay? And then the accountability gets an extra loading. But in general, yes, regardless of intention, people should always, to a certain extent, be held accountable so they can change their behavior.
So, Karim, what does a strong apology sound like, and what does it address?
Yeah, that's a very, very difficult question. Sometimes we just want to hear somebody say sorry, okay? That gives us a good feeling because the person admits to us face to face that that person feels sorry, okay? Often we can feel if it's genuine or not. In the case of Justin Trudeau, it becomes very, very, very difficult to understand his sincerity. Not only because Justin Trudeau becomes increasingly known for very racist behavior. For example, he is laying an oil pipeline in an area of indigenous Canadians, you know, the real native North Americans, okay? And even though people are protesting against that, he seems to not care because he cares more about the Euro wealthy people. He has now been caught 3 times painting his skin black and brown, make a mockery of other people. And thirdly, let's not forget that he's a politician. He wants to win votes. So does his apology sound sincere to you? Or does his apology sound like a tactic, a strategy? Okay. So it depends on the situation behind it. To me personally, I don't believe Justin Trudeau. I have done my research. I know him very well. He is somebody for the wealthy, for the rich. He doesn't really care about minority groups or people of other ethnicities. So for me, no, it doesn't sound convincing at all. And in fact, the only thing that is very convincing in this case is that we would observe his behavior. Let's say the next 10 years, how does he deal with the rich? How does he deal with minority groups? How does he deal with people who are in weaker positions in society? If his deeds show a change, then you can say, okay, he was really sorry. But if his deeds do not show a change, then the apology means absolutely nothing.
Thank you, Karim. That was psychologist Dr. Karim Bataj. And as he mentioned in the earlier part of the interview, in addition to the yearbook photo where he was dressed up as a character, or rather Justin Trudeau was dressed up as a character from the Arabian Nights, there have been 2 more instances of blackface that have emerged. Now, when the news of the first photo broke, Justin Trudeau disclosed to reporters that he once participated in a high school play with makeup on, but didn't elaborate further. Of course, the reporters ran off and dug up this photograph and was found shortly afterwards.
And the third instance is a video published just yesterday morning by Canada's Global News, which appeared to show Trudeau's face covered in dark makeup while he sticks his tongue out. All of this is happening while he's traveling across the country on his re-election campaign. And so, as you can imagine, this is quite a spanner in the works for him. And when asked whether he would resign from his position, he just told reporters that this incident calls for important conversations.
Well, we're going to have that important conversation right now. So what do you think? Do you think that his apology was sincere? If you go by Karim Batash's opinion, he feels that it wasn't sincere.
I'm willing to give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt that people can change. Mm-hmm. Most of these things appear to have been in the past.
Right.
And I do think that people can evolve and learn and become better. Mm. However, I do think that there was a missed opportunity to not come clean. And that kind of rocks the whole, like, is he sincere? Mm. Because the moment the first brown face photo came out, mm-hmm. there was an opportunity. It's not like he wouldn't have remembered that he posed in this video or these other photos. To come clean, to release it and to do a proper apology, rather than wait for it to be dug up by the press, feels slightly disingenuous at worst. At best, it's just bad PR management.
I take it a couple of steps even further back into history. I'm a former PR consultant myself, and I think that when a politician goes into the campaign life and the campaign trail, it's really important to be able to lay your skeletons bare. Now, if they did know about this brown face incident, it would have been a perfect opportunity to dig up the photograph themselves, lay it out and say, I'm so sorry. This is me, Justin Trudeau, doing something very silly mm-hmm. when I was a younger man. It is unforgivable and you will never, ever see me doing it again because it is wrong. Not wait for Time magazine to dig it up and to expose your racism.
I don't know. I mean, I'm quite close to, I follow it very closely because of my family ties to Canada. So I don't really want to weigh in on it, except for the fact that just several days before this story came out, the leader of the Conservative Party actually stated that, you know, he's willing to forgive his party candidates for mistakes that they've done in the past because there were some stories about some of his candidates saying really either misogynistic stuff, racist stuff. Stuff against abortion and same-sex marriage, which he said that his party was not going to contest, and he said that he's willing to forgive if they offer an appropriate apology. Mm-hmm. Several days later, Justin Trudeau tried his best at an appropriate apology, but he is doubling down on him.
Mm. Well, he's not the only one. You've got the other leader of the party in the running
NDP
as well.
NDP Jagmeet Singh.
Yeah, Jagmeet Singh.
A brown man who he takes it quite personally.
Yes.
And he's using it, he's milking it at the moment because this is more points for him.
Yeah. I think in this day of social media and the internet and information being so easily accessible, you're right, Sumitra, that it's always better for you to come out and confess your own missteps, you know, or mistakes in the past, especially if you're truly sorry about them, instead of waiting for it to be thrown out, because really then the narrative grows out of control. Mm. There's no solving it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
No, it spirals completely out of your control. And that's really not a position I think a politician wants to be in.
Mm. Yeah. So we'll wrap up the show in a bit with the Twitter poll results and share some of the comments that have come in. Stick around for that. First, it's Aretha Franklin with Today I Sing the Blues.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
It's our Daily Digest segment with Tina, Sharmila and Sumitra. Today we shared the latest update on the lovers of Moderna, who turned out to be two males. History professor Laura Zucconi helped us understand the queer twist in the story.
And our second story was all about Justin Trudeau, who apologised after an old photograph surfaced showing him wearing brown face or skin darkening makeup. We heard from psychologist Dr. Karim Batash as to why sometimes saying sorry just isn't enough.
So we have been asking you on Twitter, should public figures continue to be held accountable for mistakes they made in the past and have apologized for? Your answers are actually quite split evenly. 35% say it's not a big deal. 33% say no, we should forgive them, while 32% say yes, they should. We've got some interesting responses as well. That's my full name tweeted in to say it's a case-by-case basis. Seeing how much he has grown, he has come a long way. Just look at the diversity in his cabinet. What is acceptable and not are constantly shifting. and then we had Gayatri tweeting in with a comment from someone else, which basically said, Justin Trudeau was 29 to 30 in 2001. It's funny how white men are afforded boyhood's innocence well into adulthood.
Oh, here, here.
Terry tweeted to say, sensationalizing an old photo further exacerbates the intolerance and tension in society. The public should differentiate what racism really is. And Amirul Hafiz tweeted to say it was a mistake done in 2001. You can never find a Maksum guy who had never committed any mistake in his entire lifetime. Captain Meow tweeted to say that the left has been doing this cancel culture to their opposition since the early 2010s. It's only fair that they taste their own medicine. I hope we learn to see that not everyone is infallible, including the people from your side of the politics. And Rambling Mind said, honestly, no, it happened a million years ago, but Trudeau is sanctimonious and deserves every little bit of karma he's getting. Mm. Lily also WhatsApped in and said, yes, they should be held responsible. If politicians or anyone in power is not held accountable, what kind of example are you showing to your people that you're representing?
I feel like this Twitter poll is representative of the current political climate in Canada and the public opinion polls, which is quite evenly split as well. Mm. Very, very close. I mean, I don't know if I'm surprised or not by this poll results, but... That's all from us on the Daily Digest this week. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcasts from bfm.my/dailydigest from our BFM app, or you can look us up on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. is Law and Behold. Lim Suen will be discussing the restoration of our Constitution's spirit of moderation. To take you there, here's Trials of a Modern Man by Van Goffey, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.